This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Are you or your loved ones in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. The doctors at the Yardley Institute have had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to the Northwest for the treatments of the doctors at the Yardley Institute. So listen and learn about the unique natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health and Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
You are listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally. And Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here.
Hi, Frank. Well, look, you know, we've been doing this. We've been co-hosting the show for a good number of years.
Yes.
And you've been a patient throughout those years as well. We had something that happened here more recently with yourself, and I'd like you to tell the story.
Of my injury?
Yeah, what happened?
And sure. I picked up something kind of heavy, felt a little twinge in my lower back. That, across about a week or a week and a half, developed into just an ache. I traveled, sat in an airplane, and then drove down to Fresno, where it just turned into something incredibly painful. I went to urgent care, and I had a good sports medicine doctor give me the big steroid shot right in the muscle where the pain was, which the pain subsided pretty dramatically, pretty quickly, for about 5 days. But at the end of the 5 days, sciatica started in my right leg, and it was incredibly painful, literally to the point where I was in tears. Went to my doctor. They gave me gabapentin. They gave me a steroid. Ended up getting an MRI. They identified that I had a bone spur on the left side of my spine, and said, "Well, you know, we're going to continue this medication. We're going to send you to physical therapy, but you know, we're looking at an epidural, which is where they deliver a steroid, I think, directly into that area." And it was at that point, after I jumped through all those hoops, then I went and saw my good personal friend, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., at the Yardley Institute, who looked at me aghast and sat me down. And you have to tell people what you said to me.
Well, I think what we should all understand is that you knew the work I did better than most people.
Right.
And when this hit, it was the most natural response for you to go to the ER and then go right down that line.
Absolutely.
And that's true for all of us out there. It's that much tougher for people that have never been to the Institute, that don't know about what we do. Their journey is probably not too different to yours. And so I was a little surprised that you hadn't got in to see us sooner.
I couldn't.
Physically wasn't able to. And I wanted to be respectful of the decisions that you made with regards to your health. And I said, well, okay, you can keep doing what you're doing. And let me kind of outline where that will go.
Right.
And then maybe there's another choice here, and you might want to pursue that.
So tell them where it would go.
The muscle relaxant, the shot that was a muscle relaxant is a perfectly, you know, muscle relaxant. Painkillers. That's the general approach for low back pain. And then they consider it self-limiting and hope the pain will go away. And if it does, that's fine. But for many of us, that's not true. So what happens after that is then they look at doing shots in the spine itself.
The epidural.
And the interesting thing about this is they're actually injecting a steroid cocktail into the disc itself. And that's an anti-inflammatory, and it lubricates it, and it makes things feel better. Usually the first time that they do that, it'll give significant relief. Although I've seen cases come in, it gave no relief whatsoever, and they abandon that whole direction.
Okay.
But the pain comes back, as you found. And then when it comes back the second time, it gives less relief. And then the third time, usually no relief, and they won't do it after that. Now, you have to ask yourself the question, why will they stop at that point in time? Well, the reason is that steroid cocktail is actually dissolving the collagen.
Yep.
And the collagen is an interlaced network in the disc itself, which gives it strength, you see. So studies have been done on this in Denmark. It's outlawed. They won't let them do these shots. But nevertheless, and the FDA, by the way, has told them to stop doing it about 5 years ago. And I still get about 3 patients a week coming in that have had these shots. So when that finally, the whole condition breaks down further, the next step is back surgery. Back surgery generally overall as a group has about a 30% success rate in the long term. It doesn't mean that it won't give immediate relief, mm-hmm. and it will, and we're just thankful to have that. But then you face your next back surgery 3 to 5 years down the road, and then another back surgery further down the road. So it's not really a great direction. And we see cases come in all the time that are on this journey. So as I outlined for you, that is a direction to go. The cases that we see like this, we have well over an 80% success rate.
Right.
And we don't specifically treat the back. We don't go and put shots in it. We don't even try and adjust it. We're basically dealing with the brain-body connection and empowering the body to heal itself. But there is another aspect to this that we've developed in the last 10 years. And that is that where does this come from? And it comes from the fact that we sit all the time. And with sitting all of the time, there's degeneration in most of our backs in the low back area. And that's where this problem comes from. And there are solutions to it that we have developed at the Institute.
Given the choice between ending up with back surgery, probably, or going with the restoring the brain-body connection and the homework that goes along with that, I chose the brain-body connection, mm-hmm. and I couldn't be happier. Talk about eliminating the problem. It eliminated the problem.
I asked for 2 weeks. How That's fast right. did the pain go for you?
Well, there was an immediate relief, although not gone. And the pain did take, you know, the full, I would say, at least 10 days to completely be gone.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it was pretty immediate, the change. And I was doing the homework, too.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that was the big thing. I did some physical therapy,
mm-hmm.
but that was not oriented. I mean, it was oriented around relieving the pain, but not in the same way that you do it.
Right.
I would go back to you sooner if I could do it again.
I'm glad to hear that. I think that's great.
So don't make the mistake that I made. If you're in pain, don't put it off. Find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Hall Institute. In fact, if you call right now during the show, we're going to offer you a very special deal. Usually it's a $148 value. It's just $38. You'll prepay with your credit card. You'll get all the tests done with the doctors to determine if you're a candidate for care. But you got to call now. It's a $148 value, now just $38. Call now. During the show, 866-704-1047. Again, 866-704-1047. By the way, you can book an appointment at the Yardley Hall Institute at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and all the doctors at the Yardley Institute. You know, over the years, I've shared with you many, many success stories. A woman who couldn't use her hands to garden. They wouldn't close properly. When Dr. Lee Yardley restored the brain-body connection using the gentle, non-invasive treatment that all the doctors at the Yardley Institute are trained to employ, she could do that again. I've shared with you people who were facing surgery only to find out that, nope, they didn't need it. Restoring the brain-body connection, which they do at the Yardley Institute, that solved it. But you know something I failed at? Is communicating to you the opportunity to not face these things. Find out about preventative care at the Yardley Institute so you do not end up in these positions. Call the Yardley Institute and talk about a preventative care program for you and your loved ones. The Yardley Institute's at 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. I'm here with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., Sam Stevens. Sam, combat vet back from Iraq. You took a little bit of an injury over there serving, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What happened?
Basically, I was a member of a combat movement team. And coming off of one of our trucks, I kind of dislodged my shoulder a little bit, damaged my C4, C5 vertebrae.
Ow. Yeah, not pleasant.
No, it could have been a lot worse, but it was just a mechanical injury, so nothing really serious.
Yeah, so you have been checking around the places to go to get the surgery because this affected your life, right? I mean, this was affecting your movement and your quality of life.
Yeah, I've been looking around for about 5 years, bouncing around between the VA and a primary doctor trying to sort out my back.
Yeah, what was it like? What was the condition like for you? What were you feeling?
For the most part, there's a little low level of pain at all times, pretty much 24 hours a day. And then it would have spikes about once or twice a week that would go up to 7 or 8 on the pain scale, almost debilitating. It's where I couldn't pretty much do anything.
And you'd stopped exercising and such, right?
Yeah. So a couple of months before I went and saw Dr. Yardley, I pinched a nerve in my neck, which was caused by the damage in my neck. Mm-hmm. And so I was losing sensitivity in my left arm and it would just go numb. So as a member of the military, which I'm still in, I did close to 30 to 50 push-ups in sets of 30 to 50 a day. And I couldn't even do 2 push-ups before I would collapse because of numbness and inability for my arm to keep up from the pressure.
Good Lord. Good Lord. So you look around, you're going through the primary doc, you go through the VA doc. You're also a medical researcher. So I guess you heard about Dr. Yardley on the radio. You went to see him. I got to know from 2 perspectives. First of all, I'm a patient. I want to talk to Sam, the patient, what you experienced as a patient. But then I got to dig into this medical research thing. So what did you experience as Sam, the patient at the Yardley Institute?
It was a vastly different experience than what I've experienced with any other doctor. The moment I walked in the door, everybody had smiles and it was a very welcoming kind of place to be. And then when I saw Dr. Yardley, he was very congenial, right? He's big smile on his face, wants to know what the problem is and how he can help, and basically a very back and forth kind of conversation, whereas most doctors I've been to have been really about, this is what it is. It's very like sterile and kind of non-personal.
Yeah. When I first went to Dr. Yardley, you know, you could throw all the measurements and he's very, very careful, you know, of measuring and making sure he's acting upon data. But when he first treated me, I was surprised, honestly, at how gentle it was.
Yeah, I was actually a little bit concerned that he didn't do more.
Yeah.
So I've been to other chiropractic practices, and it's a lot more aggressive, a lot more like spinal cracking and popping.
Yeah.
And there was none of that. And within the third visit, almost all of my pain was gone. And within a month, I have mostly no pain with occasional spikes up to like 3 or 4. So it's done an amazing recovery for my spine.
What's it mean for you lifestyle wise now? I mean, it's restore a sense of hope, or I mean, a sense that you can continue to serve the country like you do. What's that meant for you?
Yeah, it's actually been really interesting because I was contemplating retiring from the military. I have 20 years in 2020. So I was planning on retiring exactly then. If my body continues to wear the way it is, I might push on a few more extra years as well.
I love it.
And as far as my personal life, I'm a member of a group that does combat stage fighting. And that was kind of on the table of not doing anymore either due to pain. But now I'm regularly up there and it's an amazing experience.
So you can go back and do the things you love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was, you know, thinking of, oh, maybe I need to modify what I do for working out. And I'm very, very into some of the competitions I'm going into. And man, to be able to have that peace of mind that you can continue to do these things, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. I do a lot of things. I'm a really busy person and I can't be bored, like mentally. The pain was causing me to be bored because I just couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And now I can get back into doing the things I love and enjoying life.
So. I love it. Now, you're also a medical researcher. So, I mean, this had to be interesting to you from a perspective of treatment as well.
I actually do cancer research treatment. Wow. So it's a totally different field.
Sure. Yeah.
But it's interesting the way he goes about patient care, though. And that's mine's pretty sterile. I do research with at Fred Hutchinson. And they basically, we do a lot of cancer stuff. We don't deal with patients. So it's a very different mindset.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was very unique the way he went about trying to get information and utilizing it from a very like statistical standpoint.
Yeah, he's very data oriented. Yeah, he's always focusing on the data. And I've been with him 3 years and he still goes and he consults the data. So there's a lot of people that hear us discuss this, Sam, and they'll hear Yardley Institute. They know that I'm a patient. They know I've been with Dr. Lee Yardley DC for 3 years. What do you tell people who sit on the fence? They're experiencing pain, but they're sitting on the fence. They're taking the ibuprofen. They're thinking of surgery.
I say you have nothing to lose, right? It'll either work or it won't. And surgery to me is the last resort. Like, cause I have friends who've had spinal surgery, also veterans who've hurt their spines overseas. And basically one of the problems with the surgery is it limits your mobility, right? So right now I have 180 degree mobility, and a lot of my friends only have like 135 because of that surgery. So if, unless that's what you really want to do, I would try to do other methods.
Yeah.
Try and use it as a last resort.
Yeah, I totally agree. I want to thank you for serving. Welcome home. We're proud of you. We thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's always a pleasure to meet another patient, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Sam Stevens, thank you.
Thank you.
Sam suffered for 5 years before finding Dr. Yardley. He saw other practitioners, but nobody could help. And now after several months under care with Dr. Yardley, Sam is pain-free. He's able to continue serving his country and is back to doing everything he loves to do without pain. Find out if you're a candidate for care, the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just a $38 prepayment. That's a great deal because normally it's $148. But if you call now during the show, it's only $38 with a credit card. That includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with Dr. Yardley. You'll find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. You can learn more and book your appointment at YardleyInstitute.org. That's YardleyInstitute.org.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? The doctors at the Yardley Institute are here to help you. Their non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
It's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and all the doctors at the Yardley Institute. You know, I met a gentleman there who he lived a rough life. Part of it because it was his choice. He was an MMA-style fighter. He was a big-time rugby player, and he worked in manufacturing on the floor. Tough work. His body took a beating. He was just about to get married when doctors told him he had to have his vertebrae fused. He wouldn't be able to turn around and look at his wife. His mother-in-law begged him to go to the Yardley Institute. He did not need surgery. The gentle, non-invasive treatment of the doctors at the Yardley Institute and restoring the brain-body connection, that's what they do. If you're in pain, stop. Please go find out if you are a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Simply call them 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back. We are so delighted that you've chosen to spend part of your day with us. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is present, and we are going to talk to another one of your clients. James is on the way next. Now, tell me about James, Dr. Yardley.
Well, you know, I've spent my life and dedicated my life to improving people's health and saving their lives. There is, however, one profession that perhaps might be one notch higher than us, and that is those that save people's souls.
Ah.
And James, this is what he does. He's a pastor. He came to us with a condition that brought me to this work about almost 30 years ago.
What's that?
And that was vertigo, dizziness, loss of balance. And we're going to hear more about that from James.
And he travels a good distance to get to you, too.
He does. He comes from Gig Harbor.
Well, let's chat with him. Pastor Jim, welcome to the show.
Well, it's good to be on with you.
So tell me a little bit about what you were suffering through before you actually sat down with Dr. Yardley.
About, three or four years ago, maybe it's been longer, I came down with what they call Meniere's disease, and my equilibrium totally went off. I would fall down, and I would... I've been taken to the hospital several times, and doctors told me there was no cure.
And how long would these episodes last when you had them?
Usually an episode lasted about 3 hours, and it totally disabled me at the time.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you. I mean, as a pastor, I mean, this must have had an enormous impact on your life and your practice as a pastor. Am I wrong, or is that pretty correct?
Oh, yes. It changed my life completely. There were times and situations where I would lose total control, and I just couldn't do anything.
How long did you live with this before you actually got to see Dr. Yardley? Because we hear all
I
the time.
I think approximately 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. James, you probably knew that that's what got me into this work a long time ago. Have we talked about that somewhere along the line?
Yes, you told me that, yes.
Yeah, flat on my back for 7 weeks.
Yes.
I don't think anyone realizes what that's like to have a room spin while you're laying there unless you've personally experienced that. It's terrifying.
It was awful.
Yeah.
All right. So you managed to finally, after a couple of years, finally get in to see Dr. Yardley. I mean, I know it wasn't difficult to get in, but that is, you made time to go see him.
Yes.
What was your experience like?
To tell you the truth, I heard it over the radio, and I heard testimonies like we're doing this. And it sounded interesting, and I was desperate, and I went in there. And, of course, Dr. Yardley and the whole staff there are very friendly, and I felt very received. But I still had lots of questions whether it would really work or not. It just seemed so strange to me. And so I just really went in with lots of questions. And tell you the truth, they answered most all my questions very thoroughly.
So, James, are you one of those people that the very first treatment, it was a dramatic change, or are you a person that it took a little time, that was more of a journey?
It took time. There was noticeable change, but it did not solve all the problems. In fact, I have to say that probably I'm 80% better, but 80% is a radical change. I still have some equilibrium problems, but I haven't had a spell ever since that first treatment.
That's a pretty dramatic change. I mean, you haven't had any of the spells, but sometimes you're a little bit, your equilibrium isn't quite what you'd like it to be.
Well, yes, I'm old, you know.
we don't go into that, nor are we going to go into that. So,
yeah, I know.
What impact has that had on your life with the change in your physical health as you've moved towards wellness?
Well, my wife, who is a registered nurse, would tell you the most. She praises God for this because it could have just decimated our life, and we've been able to travel. And we've been able to do things which, if I would have continued Meniere's as it was, we could never have done anything. And I'm still working, and I doubt if I could have still worked if it would have continued at the same rate it was.
Mm. You know, God has a way of directing us to places we need to be if we would just listen. Isn't that true?
And it is true. He does. And I really do. What's interesting is in your presentation, you talked about the body and how it heals itself.
Right.
And that I really find that true. God created these wonderful bodies we have, and he put in the way of healing, and by the adjustments, by what you guys do, it brings about healing, and that's the whole point. That's the whole point. It's not a quick fix. Mm-hmm. It's a healing.
The default setting for the body is to heal itself. So the body needs no help, just no interference. And that's where we come into it, is removing that interference.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pastor James, it's been a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you for sharing your story with the listeners. It is an amazing one.
It's been amazing for me, too, and I really appreciate Dr. Yardley and his institute and what it's done for me and my family.
Thank you so much, Jim, for coming on. We appreciate it.
You betcha.
That, to me, was a profound thought, Dr. Yardley, the idea that we are made perfect, mm-hmm. and that what's happening at the Yardley Institute is you are moving us back towards perfection, wellness.
I think the perfection is always there, but it's not able to manifest. And what we do is we're fortunate, we're privileged to be tools to allow the manifestation of that perfection.
Now, maybe this makes sense to you. It sure does to me. Well, maybe you want to contact the Yardley Institute and find out if you are, in fact, a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And if you call right now, we're going to offer you a special. Usually that's a $148 value. But if you have your credit card, you're willing to do a prepayment, it'll be just $38, and that's for the initial consult. It's non-invasive. There's going to be some testing. And why do you do the testing, Lee?
To determine if a person's a candidate for the work we do.
So give us a call, 866-704-1047. $148 value usually, but you'll get it for just $38. But you got to call right now during the show, 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. You can also book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues that patients at the doctors at the Yardley Institute have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
I discovered how powerful the Yardley Institute's gentle, non-invasive treatment can be. Hi, it's Todd Herman. My joint pain is gone. My sciatica is gone. My headaches are gone. Stop living with the pain. Patients of the Yardley Institute have seen remarkable results from headaches, migraines, vertigo, neck and low back pain, sciatica, fibromyalgia, and neuropathy. Make an appointment with one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Go to yardleyinstitute.org. Restoring health, improving lives naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. We'll be right back after Cairo Radio News.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back. Vertigo. Dr. Yardley, you have a very personal story about this. Why don't you share it with us?
I do. And this was back in around 89. And okay. At that time, I was on vacation. And I was I decided to learn to windsurf. Never done that before.
Okay.
And at any rate, I received I learned under what I probably looking at it after the fact was probably not a very good teacher.
I hope he doesn't. But, where was this?
This was down in the Caribbean, actually.
Okay, good. And, he didn't hear it, so.
Yeah, and he was Australian. Yeah. So, but I don't hold that against him. But at any rate, so the thing about learning windsurfing for me at that particular time was I spent a lot of time getting up and falling off the board and getting up and falling off the board.
Sure.
And if I was anything, it was persistent. Because I spent 8 hours one day getting up and falling off the board.
89, how old were you at the time? What, 20?
Oh, yeah, right. That's correct. Maybe 12. But anyhow, I hit literally everything in the bay. I mean, I literally hit everything. One time, I almost ran over a guy who was snorkeling.
Oh, really?
I remember the look of horror on his wife's face.
I would guess, yes.
And I realized the only way out was to drop off the board, which I got very good at. And you spend all day going down to one end of the beach, dragging the board up the other, and then heading on out again.
Okay.
So that was the last day of my vacation, and the next day I flew back to Seattle. And at that time, I was an avid student of a martial art known as Aikido.
Okay, no Aikido.
So, Sunday, the next day, I went on the mat for my first class, and something happened that had never happened before. I was unable to complete the class.
Why?
I started feeling nauseous, I started feeling dizzy, and I literally had to leave the class early. Now, the next day was my first day back in the office, and at that time, I had a staff of 5 doctors. We had a staff of 15.
You were just in general chiropractic at that point, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And but there was still a significant portion of the practice that didn't see the other doctors and were waiting for me to come back.
Okay.
So I faced a very busy Monday.
Right.
So I went home, I went to bed, prepared for the next day.
Figuring it's just what? Something like Montezuma's Revenge, yeah, something from the Caribbean.
Exactly. Okay. Something that was passing.
Got it.
So the next day, I'm taking care of people, and it was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and suddenly I got hit with this nauseousness and this vertigo and this dizziness, and the only thing I could do is go in and lay down on the floor in my office, wait for it to pass 15-20 minutes, get up, start taking care of people. I was good for another 10 to 15 minutes, then I was back laying down again. So I limped through the afternoon, went home, went to bed, came back into the office Tuesday, and on Tuesday it didn't start at 3 p.m., it started at 2 p.m.
Oof.
And through the week, my ability to function got less and less and less. So I placed the senior doctor in charge of the office. The next most senior doctor, I placed myself as a patient, said, I want you to re-examine, re-x-ray me. I'm your patient. I do what you say. Well, 2 to 3 weeks into this, and I'm not doing very well at all. I'm going from bad to worse. Now I'm spending virtually all of my time flat on my back. If I got up, I was good for maybe 20, 25 minutes up, and then I'd have to lay back down again.
How did you – I mean, this sounds, you know, debilitating. This sounds like the end of your career.
Well, it certainly didn't look good.
How are you going to – how'd you solve it?
Well, I had a colleague of mine in California. And he called me up and he said, it's the upper neck. It's the brain-body connection. You need to get someone that does that work and uses a very specific approach to it. And so I'd heard of a doctor up in Canada that did this work. In fact, his name is Dr. Birdie.
Okay.
And so I called up to make an appointment with him, and they made me wait 3 weeks to get in and see this guy.
You had 3 weeks of vertigo before you got to see him?
Actually, it was 6 to 7 weeks.
How did you even get up to him? Did you take the train? Did somebody drive you up?
Someone drove me.
Amazing.
I had to have someone drive me. And so I was driven up, and he explained what he thought the problem was. It was a Friday.
Okay.
I had an appointment to come back Monday to receive my first
treatment.
Correction.
Mm-hmm.
And he did this kind of funny stuff on the side of my neck. In fact, I swore he did nothing. And so anyhow, he seemed to be confident. And the bottom line for me was, well, when can I go back and start taking care of patients again?
Sure.
And he said the following Monday, you can go back half time. And then the Monday after that, you can go back full time.
Now, you have got to be. I'm sorry. I mean, if you're in regular chiropractic and you're used to manipulation and that kind of stuff, and this guy's just lightly tapped, you've got to be a little bit incredulous.
Of course. But the proof of the pudding is in the eating.
So tell me about the eating.
I'll give it a week.
Okay.
And see what happens.
Fair enough.
Didn't believe the guy, but what else was I going to do?
Yeah, you're stuck.
Exactly. So interestingly, a week later, I was back in practice half time. A week after that, I was back in practice full time. And at that point in time, I looked seriously at what we did and made the decision that we needed to offer this kind of care at a high level of technical excellence mm-hmm. here in the Seattle area.
And you have done that now for, well, 20 years.
Actually, 25, close to 25 years now, a quarter of a century.
Have you treated other people with vertigo since?
Oh, many, many. In fact, I mean, the list is a mile long.
Is it really?
Absolutely. And while I don't treat vertigo directly or specifically.
Because you don't do cure directly.
No, but we correct the brain-body connection. And it's amazing the changes because the whole sense of balance is interpreted in that upper cervical brainstem area. And it has a ripple effect when there's a mechanical compromise. Once we correct that, then a lot of the messaging starts getting corrected and the person's sense of balance begins to start normalizing.
Wow. That's an amazing thing because vertigo is so debilitating if somebody has it.
It strikes terror in your heart. I can speak personally for that.
All right. Well, does that sound like you? Does that sound like maybe you want to be a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.? Listen, we've got a deal for you. If you call right now, you'll get a special value. You'll get a $148 value for just $38. They'll meet with you, right, Dr. Yardley?
That's right.
How about testing? Does this include
they'll
that?
They'll undergo a battery of testing to determine if they're a candidate for what we do.
Now, the offer is only good during the show here this morning, so obviously you want to call now. I'll give you the number again in a second. Remember, $148 value usually for this. You get it for $38. It's a prepayment. Yeah, you use your credit card. Here's the number.
866-704-1047. Again,
call now. You might be a great candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
Call 866-704-1047. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Darlene, a patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Darlene, why did you decide to make an appointment at the Yardley Institute?
Well, first of all, I had severe lower back pain, and it was consistently getting worse. I knew that I had to do something, but everything I tried was either a temporary solution or it didn't work at all. Also, some acid reflux and pain in my knees.
Now, how soon could you tell that something had changed?
Immediately, my acid reflux went away. Had been on medication, and I stopped taking my medication because I didn't need it anymore.
Wow.
That was great.
Must have shocked you.
Yes, it did. And the lower back pain, it became less and less until finally it just, I very rarely will have back pain.
That must have been an impact on your sleep issues as well, right?
Oh, it did. Yes. I can sleep through the night now without waking up with acid reflux or with back pain, and that's just tremendous for me.
Call now during the show when it's just a $38 credit card prepayment. That's a great deal because normally it's $148. This includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with one of the doctors and find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. Learn more and book your appointment at YardleyInstitute.org. That's YardleyInstitute.org.
more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Thank you for listening. This is Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
Dr. Yardley, in just a second, we are going to talk with Kristen, and she has one of the most fascinating backstories I've ever heard.
It's truly moving because the problems for her started when she was a teenager, and it affected her hands, and her dream was to become a concert pianist. Well, that's never going to happen. But later in her life, she found it to the Institute, and she's got the help that she really needed to have when she was a teenager.
Well, let's chat with her. Kristen, why don't you tell us about what you were dealing with?
I got whiplash and started having a lot of strange low back pain. And I had been seeing a different chiropractor for a couple months and wasn't having any improvement. And then actually the person who's my therapist told me about Dr. Yardley and how much he helped her. And she told me he has a really unique approach, but that it had done miracles for her. So
you took her advice. You went to see Dr. Yardley. Tell us a little bit about when you went in for your first visit.
Well, I felt really handheld. I mean, from the moment that I got into the office, I felt like I was being really taken care of. And I felt that, you know, what doctors a lot of the time don't do is take the time to really, really understand your whole history and everything that's important to you about your health. Dr. Yardley and all of the people in the office, like, they worked on everything I said. and I was really excited to learn that, you know, not only was the doctor confident that he could help me with the issues I was having because of the accident, but he said, you know, I think you'll be shocked at how much we can help you with some of the other issues you've been having. And he was right. He was right.
Kristen, I noticed in that last progressive evaluation, the hands and wrists did improve. In fact, you said about 50%. This was about 4 months ago.
In addition to the wrist pain I've been having for 20 years, and have never really been able to find something that really resolves it. But also depression has been something that I've struggled with since I was around 19, on and off. And that has just turned around in the last 6 months. It's just turned around. Like, my therapist and I were just marveling at it the other day. You know, she's like, when is the last time that you had a depressive episode? And I said, I think it was August. And it's April now. And that's never happened before in my life. You know, and I've been in therapy for a really long time, and something about the work that this did enabled me to heal. My whole life, try to heal these things, like the depression in the wrist. I've been seeing different kinds of doctors, therapists, trying different medications, and there's something about the work that Dr. Yardley did that catalyzed change in all these areas.
It changed the direction in your life, didn't it?
Yeah.
What about your energy levels?
One of the biggest symptoms of depression for me was just fatigue. And I'm not feeling that anymore. I'm feeling really different.
Kristen, your story is one that we see a lot. I mean, people come to us not realizing that we're a healthcare approach as opposed to a disease care approach. Typically, they come in, they've got a problem they're looking for help with. And yes, often they do get help with that. But then there's a whole configuration, a reconfiguration of the health and how it interfaces that begins to change and improve. And it is truly part of the delight of what we do, as well as the delight for the patients.
Yeah, I mean, I was, I honestly had stopped trying to look for a cure for some of these things. Well, that's not true. I was still trying. But it was like that one time, that first time I came in to see you, I remember afterwards calling my mom and saying, can I really let myself hope one more time? Like, there's been so many times in my life where I'll, you know, meet a doctor who has a new approach and I'll get my hopes up so high, and then just over time, if it doesn't work, be disappointed. And this time it worked.
Yes, Kristen. And so what would you say to people out there who've been living with problems and are somewhat hopeless in terms of their health?
I would say, I'm so sorry. I know exactly how you feel. That's a hard question, because there's so much that I would want to say. If the fact that you've tried things before and it hasn't worked is what's making you not want to try this, don't let that hold you back, because I am so glad that I took the chance, you know, that I risked hoping one last time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm really happy that I got in that car accident, because I don't think otherwise I would have met you and had all of this other stuff fixed.
Well, that's great. That's really great, you know.
Yeah, and it's not too late for me to be a happy person.
That's right.
And that's a really big...
And that's probably the most important thing right there.
It is. And it's awesome to discover at 40
yes.
That a whole new kind of perspective is available.
Yes.
It's awesome.
I think so, too.
You know, and I'll also say, I don't know if this is helpful, but I trusted my therapist so much, and I knew that if she said that this doctor was special and had a special ability to heal, that it would be worth it. And now it's almost a year later, and I'm amazed at how little it has cost. All the money that I've poured into my health and co-pays over the years, you know, what I'm spending to get this treatment is a fraction of that. And it's so effective. It's the best investment I ever made.
I think that says a lot.
Kristen, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Okay, thank you.
Dr. Yardley, that is a very impressive story. But you don't cure depression or anxiety, do you?
Not at all. What we do is we restore that brain-body connection. And then the changes, though, at that point can be quite amazing.
They are amazing. Now, if all this makes sense to you, and believe me, it does to me, then maybe you want to contact the Yardley Institute. Find out if you're a candidate for care there with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And we make it worth your while here on the show. If you call right now, you're going to receive a $148 value for a prepayment with your credit card of just $38. Now, that is the initial consult. It's all non-invasive tests. And the testing, why do you do the testing, Lee?
The testing helps us eliminate those patients we can't help.
Yeah, it's a series of metrics, right?
Correct.
So they want to make sure that they can take care of you. The number to call is 866-704-1047. 866-704-1047. $148 value. You'll get it for just $38 if you call right now during the show. 866-704-1047. You can also book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley next.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? The doctors at the Yardley Institute are here to help you. Their non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and I'm chatting with Dan, who is a fellow patient. Your wife saw improvement with sciatica, headaches, asthma. You go there just to support your wife. You are off the Zantex and you're off the Tums. That's incredible.
And within just a few months, my doctor took me off of my diabetes medication.
Wow. And the pills are gone. And,
oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't take anything.
What would you say to people about Dr. Lee Yardley as a guy who restores the body's ability to heal itself?
I have to say that I was skeptical, and I understand that. And so people are probably maybe a little skeptical. But really, what do you got to lose?
Yeah.
And if there's something out there that can help, and there's so much that we don't know, and the body works in ways that most of us just do not understand at all, and Dr. Yardley does understand ways that the body works, and he can help people because he knows those things.
It's not disease care, it's health care.
Right. It's been a very positive experience for us.
Call now during the show, and it's just $38 credit card prepayment. This is a great deal because normally it's $148. This includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with one of the doctors and find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. Learn more. Book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
We're back. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here from the Yardley Institute. Dr. Yardley, I want to talk to you about traumatic brain injury. We're hearing a lot about this these days in football circles in particular, the NFL, certainly in college and the high school level. It is much more prevalent, and certainly the talk about it is, than it used to be. And are you saying that you can help with traumatic brain injury?
Well, I certainly think that the awareness is increasing, although I still don't think it's reflective of its prevalence in our society. I mean, 1.7 million people a year are actually consulting a doctor to get help with this. But traumatic brain injury is so multifaceted that there are aspects of it that just don't get addressed.
Can you give us sort of a quick encapsulated version of what it is?
TBI generally is characterized by a close closed head injury. In other words, there's damage to the brain, the soft tissues in the head. There may or may not be damage to the bones and the structures in the head itself. And it can be very serious. It can be fatal. The problem with it is this. Initially, a lot of the initial protocols, the emergency and first aid procedures, mm-hmm. are life-saving. And then it moves into a rehab process. And as important and as valuable as all those things are, what they don't address or don't have the capability of addressing is that often with these injuries, there is a compromise in the brain-body connection.
And let's talk about what a TBI does to people. I mean, when somebody, what kind of impact does it have, like on your relationship? What's the reaction?
It affects people in profound ways. Often memory is compromised. I have people coming in with notebooks writing down everything that's being said because they know that their short-term memory are not going to retain it. There's often personality changes. It's rare that a marriage will survive a TBI because they're now living essentially with a different person.
And so oftentimes anger issues, right?
Anger issues come out a lot. I was at one TBI group meeting, and one of the big issues for them was, we look normal, but we're not. And people think we're normal, but they don't know that we're not. And this is very difficult for the people that are living with this.
Gabrielle Giffords went through this.
She did, and hers was as a result of a gunshot wound. Fortunately, most are not. Another person was Dave Dewison, a football player,
yes.
committed suicide and then left his brain to science to evaluate the effects of TBI as a result of playing gridiron.
So most doctors' offices can deal with this, deal with TBI. They have the gear, right? They're set?
Well, if you were to sit through some of these groups of people that are, have survived TBI, uh-huh. you would find that there is a lot, as much wonderful stuff as that's done to save their lives and help rehabilitate them. You would be amazed with the residuals that they're left with as a result of the injury.
So the focus of the average doctor is on what?
It's on the brain injury itself and then rehabilitating the effects of the brain injury. What it often does not, in fact, I don't think it doesn't include, is evaluation of the brain-body connection. And the reason I say that is because it's very difficult to sustain a TBI without there being a significant disruption in how the head is sitting on the neck. And the structures wrapped around that very top part of the neck are almost never evaluated beyond determining if they're fractured.
You got a story to tell me, I think. His name was Bert?
Bert was a gentleman that came to see me probably a good 10 to 12 years ago. He traveled from the peninsula. And he had an interesting story because 20 years before presenting in my office, uh-huh. he had been involved in a motorcycle accident, which resulted in him flatlining, which means he was dead.
Right.
They were able to revive him, and he spent the next 8 weeks in a coma. He pulled out of it, and he was a musician by profession, but his challenge over the next 20 years was he could not maintain a relationship. And this was all about the fact that there were anger issues that would come up and that they would scare away his partners.
Okay.
Now, the issue for him was not that he was angry at them or he was dangerous or he hurt anyone. It wasn't that at all. A lot of the anger came from the fact that his brain just wasn't syncing the way it had done in the past. He'd get confused, he couldn't understand it, and he'd get upset because of that. So this was the situation when he came in to see me, and we found a compromise in his brain-body connection, and I shared with him I felt that that could certainly help. So he underwent some care with us, mm-hmm. and it culminated nine months to a year later. He comes in, and he's got this beautiful lady with him, and he introduces me to his fiancée. And actually, my understanding is he went on and got married, something that would not have been possible if he had not got that brain-body connection corrected.
So, but now, wait a second. You're not telling me that what you do cures TBI. If somebody has a traumatic brain injury, you're not going to cure that.
No. If there's permanent damage, it's exactly that. It's permanent. But I would argue that not uncommonly, the symptoms people are left with after their rehab uh-huh. may actually still be correctable by correcting the brain-body connection. So they're there not because it's permanent, but because there's still a part of the problem that's not been addressed.
So by restoring the brain-body connection, what are you doing? Helping the body to cure itself?
That is actually correct. We're repositioning the head on the neck so that the communication signals are now enabled to be intact and communicate the way they're supposed to. And then the body's given given the ability at that point to heal itself, or it can heal itself in ways that it couldn't before.
And Bert's case is not an exception?
It's not. Often the personality changes, the anger begin to improve. Oftentimes, a lot of the muscle spasms and tensions through the body begins to improve. What doesn't improve, based on my experience, tends to be the memory.
Now, you don't have to be suffering from a traumatic brain injury to take advantage of what Dr. Yardley and the Yardley Institute can do for you. In fact, it's an all-natural approach to healthcare, non-invasive, very gentle. It allows your body to heal naturally. And if you'd like to find out more, to find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., then what you want to do is call right now. And the reason you want to call right now is you're going to save some money. Usually it's $148 for that first visit. We'll offer it to you for $38. They're going to do a whole bunch of tests, right, Lee?
That's correct.
You call them metrics.
Metrics, exactly.
You get a sense about whether or not you would be a candidate. All you have to do is have your credit card ready. Here's the phone number, 866-704-1047. $38 if you call right now, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. 866-704-1047. You can also book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues that patients of the doctors at the Yardley Institute have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley and the doctors at the Yardley Institute. You know, I have met hundreds of patients of the doctors at the Yardley Institute, and I've interviewed dozens of them. And I want to tell you that there is a difference that we've all seen. It's truly remarkable. I've seen people come in for fibromyalgia and sciatica to find out also that their depression abated, lifted. I've seen people go in to have their necks worked on because they're being told you got to have surgery. And I found out that no, they didn't have to have surgery. It's all about the gentle, non-invasive care at the Yardley Institute. That's what the doctors practice and working in the brain-body connection. If the brain-body connection is severed, well, it's the worst. But if it's aided, well, it's the best. Call and see if you are a candidate for care. Meet with one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute, 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for the Yardley Institute and the doctors of the Yardley Institute. I will never forget my first treatment at the Yardley Institute. I couldn't believe